superstars.
Camila Cabello, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much, guys.
It's Will Smith. Yeah.
Mike's Live. Rock, Kevin Hart, any chance of coming to Dubai?
We will definitely go to Dubai.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That would be a cool trip.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show
starts now.
Yep. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning, 6:01. Studio lights are still down. Hanging out with you this morning, Monday.
Yep.
Across the country. Welcome back, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. My name's Chris Fade. Let's do this. How are you guys?
Doing okay.
All right.
Good, yeah.
All okay? Good night last night?
Yeah, kind of chilled. Didn't really do much.
Just chilled, did you? I like the chill.
You know those ones where you just are on the couch and 17 episodes of a show later, you realize you're still on the couch?
Oh, yes. I understand. That's good. Those are good times, though, when you don't move from the couch. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I've been watching that show that you saw it, I think. Or was it Brianna? Clickbait.
Adrienne Grenier. Yeah, that was Brianna and I started watching it. Yeah. I stopped watching it and then she watched the whole thing.
She binged the whole thing.
It was on in our house as well last night.
So good. What a great, gripping series if you're looking for a new thing to watch. Yeah, really good.
That was filmed in Australia.
Yes, which is strange because it takes place in California.
Does it?
Has nothing to do with Australia.
They made it look like that.
Yeah.
No, I think they filmed it. I think it's sometimes cheaper to film there, so they go out there and they get it all done.
But how was your night?
I had a great night. I went out with some friends last night, and we ordered some steak.
Okay. Oh, here we go. I know where this is headed.
We had a tomahawk steak. You know the big ones that remember. You and I had a challenge once. Where we had to eat one of those things on the radio.
Yeah.
It's like the size of your leg.
Well, it depends what size you get. You can get 2 kg, can you?
It was 1.8.
Oh wow!
But we shared it within three of us.
Okay.
But I went to bed last night, and then I started feeling nauseous. And I think my stomach is just so sensitive these days. It does not. I woke up this morning and I'm still feeling it. I'm still feeling the meat.
I was saying the same thing to Pretty. I've just been in the toilet because I've got stabbing pains in my stomach.
That's awesome.
From yesterday.
Oh, from eating all the food challenge that we did yesterday.
We just can't do it anymore, can we?
No, I don't think we can, honestly. I don't know if our stomach's like, I mean, I didn't eat. It was really thick.
But was it like,
it was like rare medium.
Did you take your time to eat it or did you stuff it down your face?
No, I didn't even eat that much of it. And it was great. Like, I loved every moment. I was like, wow, this is good meat.
But I'll pay for it later.
But I didn't think I would. And then I got into bed last night. I'm like, oh, what is it? I am not going to vomit here, am I? I'm not. This is not going on. Anyway, I put myself to sleep, patted myself on the back.
Right.
And I woke up this morning and I was like,
Still feel a bit wah-wah.
Still feel a bit like, yeah.
So I think the thing for you is no red meat at night.
I don't know. Yeah, no, but I had red meat. I had red meat last week at night and it was fine.
Strange.
Maybe it's like just the time. Time did you go to bed?
I went to bed. I didn't end up sleeping until about midnight because it sort of kept me up. But no, I think it's the way that it's cooked. I think it was
maybe
cooked with like all these like juice and all that.
And butter and all that.
The butter. I think the butter gets me. Anyway.
Okay, well, that's the medical check.
That's my stomach talk this morning, guys. It's fantastic to have us on, right?
Yeah.
6:04, what a show we got lined up. Coming up, gossip. Jess, she's getting sued, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah, by the founder of the Pussycat Dolls.
We're going to find out what is going on there. Your pop quiz coming up. All right, 7:10 this morning. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours. We're gonna get a little real. We're gonna be talking about death somewhat. All right, that's coming up as well. And we're back with a prank phone call, which is fun.
Yes,
one that you haven't heard before. Okay, so hang out with us. Let's go do it Monday. Come on, who's up? Who's gonna be my first caller? Come on, be my first caller of the morning. Make us feel better. 04871 5544. Phone lines are open right now. Let's get you on. Find out what you're doing. We just want to get to know you. That's all it is.
Yep.
04871 5544. Oh, and by the way, if you call through, how about we give you a little incentive right now?
500 dirhams cash, sound good? All thanks to Diwa. Yeah?
I take it now.
500 dirhams cash is awesome.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's with Diwa's EV Green Charger. They've got new features going on with that.
04871 5544. Let's go.
The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
I am so disappointed in all you that listen to the show. You want to know why? Ask me why.
Tell me why.
Because when we do first caller of the morning, we always get phone calls. We'll always get like three or four people call, and I love you and I appreciate you. We throw in 500 dirhams cash. We've got 25 people calling. I see what you're doing here.
Part-timers. Yeah.
You only want it if you're going to get something. You only want to chat to me. I want to chat to you just no matter what.
Aww.
Huh. Diwa's giving you 500 dirhams cash right now.
Diwa's EV Green Chargers new feature includes smart and seamless charging, guest mode charging, flexible and easy payments as well. Over 300 charging stations across Dubai.
Get on it. John, are you using me for the cash right now?
Well, you know, I wouldn't like to say that. I'm actually just ringing you because I love the show. And I just thought I'd give it a go, you know?
Yeah.
Don't believe you.
Yeah, you're using us this morning. What are you doing, John? It's nice and early. What are you up to?
Well, on the way to work, and I've only been in Dubai for a month, and I must admit, I'm absolutely loving it, but I'm loving the show. Having said that, I am in a high car, and your station was on the first preset that I took, and I started listening to it the first morning. I thought, yeah, these are the guys to keep me going as I get to work. And actually, I was even hearing the show on the way back, and I just thought, wow, they've even got long hours, or it's a repeat.
Man, they make us work hard here, don't you worry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you've only been here for a month, and you found us, which is great. Thank you to their rental company for having Virgin Radio on the preset number one.
Yeah. Please.
We like that. What are you doing? What type of work are you doing?
Okay, I'm a principal at James Royal Dubai School.
Yay!
Oh, that's awesome.
That's fantastic. Good on you. Hey, you know what? I had this thought the other day, and I was thinking about it. Do you guys make the rules of the school? Like, so for example, my daughters, they can't have any nail polish, and there's all these like little things that they're not allowed to do.
Really?
Is that the principal's job to create that?
Well, there are certain rules that we can make. There are certain rules that have got nothing to do with us and come from high above.
Yeah.
In terms of nail polish, that's probably a school thing, to be honest. But, more schools tend to... Well, it depends on what the ages are. How old's your daughter?
So my daughter's at 12 and 10, and one of the rules that I was like a bit like, all right, whatever, let them do it. Yeah. But then they went swimming yesterday, and they were told they have to take their earrings out for when they swim. And
well, that's a health and safety thing, you see.
But why? Why?
My catch on something.
No, because, like, for me, when they take the earrings out, especially one of my daughters, they get infected because she's got sensitive ears. So she keeps taking them in and out. They get infected after a while. Oh. So I told my 9-year-old, nah, I'm writing you a letter. You're going to keep those earrings on. But I was trying to work out why. Is it health and safety?
Yeah, it's absolutely health and safety. Anything that's loose in any way or protrudes from the body, it needs to be taken out for sports, swimming, these kind of activities. You know, there have been, you know, awful accidents in the past reported by schools, and it's conservative, but it's a sensible thing to do. You know, we don't want anybody hurt.
Okay, all right, maybe
you have to listen to Principal John.
Yeah, maybe I won't write it then. Maybe I won't write it. All right, John, you haven't won the 500 yet. I want you to just hold on a second.
No,
because I want to give just just hold on, John. Don't go anywhere. All right, because I got Farah on. Hi, Farah. How are you?
Hello. Good morning.
Are you using us for the cash as well? Is that why you're calling?
Actually, maybe. No, I'm not sure.
What are you doing? You're driving to Kudra to do some cycling, are you?
Yeah, that's right.
You're amazing. Well done.
Nice.
How often do you do that?
At least 2 times per week.
Okay. Well, listen.
Yes?
I've got this 500 dirhams courtesy of Diwa. What I'm going to do right now is I've got Farah on and I've got John. John, you're still there, right?
I'm still here.
All right. So what I'm going to do, I've written a number down between 1 and 20.
What?
And I'm holding it up right now and the guys can see the number. Let me write that a little bit neater because I just realized my... All right. It's between 1 and 20. Whoever gets this number is the 500 dirham richer person, courtesy of Diwa. Diwa doing some great things when it comes to your electric cars as well.
Yeah, over 300 charging stations across Dubai, and you can locate them on the Diwa Smart app.
All right, here we go. John, I'll let you go first because you were the first person to join the show. It's between 1 and 12. Take it away.
It's 1 and 20.
1 and 20.
That's what I thought you said first. Okay. 1 and 20, I'm going to go for... 16.
No, it's not 16. Farah, over to you. Oh, sorry, Farah. Go ahead. Go again.
12.
You said 12. Yeah, it's right. That's right. I accidentally said the number.
Oh, dear.
I meant to say 1 and 20. I said 1 and 12 because 12 was the number. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool. John, I thought you would have got it, Principal. John, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Well, mate,
it's not about the money. I genuinely like the show. I wanted to try and get, you know, hooked up. I was in Egypt before, and I was always on the radio there on Nile FM. You know, and here I am on Virgin Radio.
Yay! John, you're an absolute legend, mate. Welcome to the city. Welcome to the country. We'll hear you more often. Hey, Farah, 500 dirhams, all yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
That's what we do here at Virgin Radio.
That's right.
Good morning, the Chris Fade Show, 6:50.
No fighting. Shakira.
Nala's in studio this morning. Good morning, Nala.
Good morning.
She comes in, does a thing, takes a couple of videos, turns the lights on, makes sure the cameras are all set up.
Yeah.
And then, coffee, Nala, please.
Got it.
She's the best.
I make Chris the light coffee, as we like to call it.
Do you know, for the first, 10 years, 11 years of the show, I would always go make my own coffee, right?
Yeah, of course. Remember, we used to sit outside together and have coffee.
But then COVID came.
And we stopped doing that.
And we stopped going to the kitchen and making our own coffee.
Like, before this show, we would all sit outside.
We got a little cafeteria, sort of kitchenette area.
And I'd be doing my makeup.
Yeah.
We'd be having our coffee together, catching up, talking about what's happening.
That's what I miss.
Can't really do that anymore.
I miss those things.
Yeah.
Because, I guess we could do it if we wanted to, right?
It feels so unnatural now after so long of not doing it. The reason why, actually, of not doing it. It feels weird to be starting that again.
I just remember that happening when I first came, the couple of first months.
You were these guys are so cool. Is that what you were thinking? These guys are so cool. Yeah.
And you would actually want to come a few minutes earlier to sit and have the coffee.
Yeah, maybe we could. I don't know. Because we're allowed to do that, I think, aren't we? I'm not sure, rules with it. But then the other day, they had someone had COVID in that same area. So then if we were sitting there and we did that in the morning, we probably would have gone, oh, gosh.
Close contact.
We were there. We were in that area.
Quarantine, yeah.
Because what we do is we just come straight to the studios now. We park the cars. We just walk straight to the studio.
Yeah, we don't stop.
And then we basically try to walk straight out, you know, just so we don't have to interact with people. Ooh. That's got nothing to do with COVID. We just don't want to interact with anyone. Yeah.
We're tired of talking.
No, but we try not to. I guess that's the new way for a while.
I miss that, though.
That's
sad. It is sad.
Some of our, funnest ideas came from those little coffee meetings.
That's why the show's so boring now. We don't have those times. We don't know what to do.
Well, what do we do? Should we maybe at some time in this hour stop and do a 5-minute coffee session?
And what do we do? In the session?
Kind of like this, just sit and talk and see how everything is and if anything interesting has happened.
Yeah, we'll get Rossi to down 9 coffees in 2 minutes like you did yesterday with the French toast.
Do something to make it, interesting. Let's do that.
It's coffee chat on the Chris Fade Show.
Yeah.
And we every 3 seconds you hear.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
She doesn't like.
I can't. You do it all the time, and I always tell you that sound. I just can't.
What, the slurping sound?
Yes, I can't.
What's wrong with it?
She doesn't like masturbation.
What's wrong with it? It sounds gross in a microphone.
What doesn't she like, Rossi?
Mastication.
What's mastication?
Chewing in that.
So is it the chewing or the slurping?
It's the slurping. It's more of the...
So it's not me chewing that because I've got gum in my mouth right now.
Chewing is fine.
Chris.
It's just what the slurping...
Chris.
And
I've got gum in my mouth. I want gum.
No, it's helping. The trash.
It's helping the meat digest by having the gum. That's what I'm doing.
Why are you, you are so offended by chewing. Whenever me or Chris chew, you hate it. With a passion.
Yes, because it's like a microphone where I have my headphones on. And I have to listen to both of you chew for 4 hours. It's annoying.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Surely you should be used to it by now, Pretty. It's been 10 years.
Do you guys get annoyed by people that chew gum and do this? Ready? Well,
pop it.
Taking a long time.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm fine with
it. As long as
that.
There's no the slurp at the end.
That's okay. It's okay. But I need you to spit it out. I can't handle it.
Big snort there.
No, there's a bag of nerves.
Yeah, she is. It looks like she's... Yeah. Look at us. It's crazy.
This is a little test. Mate, that's a fun test. Yeah. Get sounds of slurping.
Oh my god.
Video Nala.
Oh my god.
Interesting. I think we should do that.
No.
Can we check the gossip mix? Because Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat Dolls is getting sued from the Pussycat Dolls.
Correct.
How is this all happening? We'll find out next on Virgin. Hang out with us.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
Starting off with the very, very sad news about Girls Aloud singer Sarah Harding. She has passed away at the age of 39. She revealed last year in August that she had been diagnosed with breast cancer, which at the time had spread to other parts of her body. Earlier this year, Sarah had actually revealed that doctors told her she wouldn't see another Christmas. So it was that severe. Her mother, Marie, is the one who announced the news.
Just so sad.
Through her Instagram.
How old was she?
39.
39 years old, breast cancer.
Sad.
Please go get... Please, ladies, please.
Yep.
Every year we talk about it. It's coming up in November, Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
October.
But every month, please, if you haven't got yourself checked out, I know you put it off because some of you are scared. I know that you just don't have time. Please go get yourself checked out because it's early detection that is the cure.
100%.
I sat down with 12 women last year who had breast cancer and they all told me their story and their one thing that they all said was, I wish I got checked earlier.
100%.
I wish I got checked earlier. God bless this woman that just passed away.
Yeah.
So sad. So sad, Sarah.
Yeah, very, very sad.
All right, moving on. Let's go on
to Jason Momoa. He just revealed his new Aquaman suit. This is going to be the new look for DC's upcoming Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
I don't like the new suit.
Why?
I like the old one.
Go check it out on our website at virginradiodubai.com. It's still got the golden teal, and then he has a navy and gray version as well.
I don't know.
Not too happy?
No.
Hits theaters December 2022. Go and check it out. Niall Horan made his first public appearance with his girlfriend, Amelia Woolley.
Okay.
So these two have been reportedly dating for a year. She is a fashion buyer and a blogger. And these two look really hot together. Like, they are a very good-looking couple. So congratulations to them. And finally...
They won't last, yeah.
Oh, they've been going for a year.
Yeah, it won't last.
We'll see. Nicole Scherzinger, she is being sued by the Pussycat Dolls founder over a reunion tour. I'm going to break this down for you. Robin Anton is accusing Nicole...
I know Robin Anton.
Yeah, she's wonderful. She's been in the press for years. She created the Pussycat Dolls. She is accusing Nicole of trying to back out of their agreement to perform in a reunion tour despite agreeing to it in 2019. Oh. Robin says she spent 2 years trying to nail this contract down. They agreed that Nicole will take 49% of profits from
a
new PCD business, Pussycat Dolls business. COVID happened. Everything got pushed back. Nicole then came out and said, hey, over the last year and a half, 2 years, my personal brand has grown a lot. So I have new terms and conditions. I'm going to own 75%.
Oh, that's a bit nasty.
So Robin was like, we can't do that.
Yeah, and the other members have to share only that.
And she's like, well, she's refusing to perform. I've already gotten paid. I have to pay back all these people, tours, all that stuff. I don't know what's going to happen
here. I had dinner with Nicole Scherzinger in Albasha about 2 years ago. Do you remember that?
I remember you saying, secret place, isn't it, or something?
It was just a cool little bar there. I forget what it's called. It's closed down now because of COVID, unfortunately.
Whoa.
But, she's very good friends with my friend Caroline Stanberry. Yep. Maybe we'll ask Caroline
what the deal is.
See if we can get any more info on this one.
Would love to know.
Tell Nicole. Come on, 75% is a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
How are the other members going to make any money out of it?
So it was going to be 49% to Nicole, 51% to Robin, and now she wants 75%.
I like Nicole. Nicole's very cool.
She was really nice. Yeah.
Very nice. All right, Pretty Malik. Thank you so much. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What's up? It's Nicole Scherzinger, and you're listening to the Chris Fade Show.
AE.
We are not here on this planet to close our eyes to the world. We are here to go out and experience its many wonders. Let us help you experience the wonders of the world, whether near or far. With over 30 hotel brands and endless experiences, where can we take you? Marriott Bonvoy. Visit travelwithmarriott.com to explore our 30 brands.
Teachers can now upgrade their qualifications this October with a Level 5 Diploma in Education and Training offered at UKCBC Dubai Campus. This one-year KHDA...
Live on the Chris Fade Show, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. We got Nala, we got Phone Guy Eddie, we're just hanging out as a little family.
What's the game that you want to play?
Oh, no. So I came up with this game in the States and went on the holiday with the kids and Brianna. It's such a great game, but I don't think we can play it. Maybe you could?
Tell me.
So whenever we went driving, We played Spot the Dog.
Spot the Dog.
Spot the Dog.
Okay.
So you remember growing up playing Spot the Herbie or Punch Bug?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Punch Bug, the Volkswagen, Spot the Beetle.
Yeah.
So I flipped it, and here are the rules. And I tell you, if you go on vacation where there are people walking dogs a lot,
yeah,
this is the best game to play.
Okay. Mm.
It's called Spot the Dog.
Yeah.
You get a point for every time you spot the dog. Someone has to see the dog with you. So you can't say spot the dog. If no one sees the dog, your point is not included.
Okay. Yeah.
So as you're driving, you'll just see spot the dog and you call spot the dog. Now that's one point. All right. If you were to spot a dog in a stroller, in a pram.
Is that a normal occurrence?
It's not, but it does happen.
In LA.
Yeah, you get 20 points.
Wow.
Because that's a rare occurrence.
Yeah. Now, if you get a cat on a leash being walked, it's instantly 50 points.
That doesn't happen.
Exactly. So we played this game for the 3.5 weeks in LA. It became so competitive where I had to ban it at some stage.
Because it was too much.
We weren't relaxing as we were driving. Everyone was just like... Spot the dog! I saw a dog! I saw a dog!
Okay, wait.
I already got that one!
I want to know how many dogs and strollers and how many cats on leashes did you end up seeing?
Day two, Brianna, we're in this cafe.
Yeah.
Lady just casually walks by with a dog in the stroller.
No!
And she goes, spot the dog in a stroller! We're like,
20 points!
We lost that day. Yeah. We could not catch up the 20 points in a day, right?
But cat on a leash, nothing, right?
Cat on a leash, none. We kept trying. Now, we saw a cat in a stroller, which we didn't have any points for. So I think Kiki got it. We gave a 10 for it. But if you ever play this
game,
play it. I'm telling you, it's so fun, but it's also very addictive and you become very competitive.
Mm. And cause family arguments.
It does. No, yeah. Because what was happening is like we were then around our friends.
Oh, you'd be doing it.
And like we would just be doing things and spot the dog. And the family would be like, what's wrong with that? And we're like, oh, sorry. We're playing this game called Spot the Dog. And they just look at us going, weird. But there were no cats on leashes. That was one that we didn't see.
I've never seen it here.
Well, if you want to win the game, Chris, just come past my house because last night I took my cat for a walk.
You took your cat for a walk on a leash?
On a lead, yeah.
No.
Round the front. It hated it because it got run over. So... I wanted.
He says it like that. It just got run over.
My cat got run over, and we had to go to the vet, and it had a fake, leg sort of
prosthetic leg.
Well, not a proper fake leg, but like an implant into his leg.
You bought him a fake leg.
Yeah.
Did you buy him a fake of a leg, or you bought him a fake leg? Because you said it's not a fake leg.
Well, no, it's an implant in his leg.
It's like
what?
There's no
it's like
bone.
A plastic thigh bone, basically.
Oh my gosh! So you have to, what the doctor said that you got to take him for walks.
Well, no, he said just leave him in the house, but I felt bad because, like...
Do not leash up your cat and take... You don't leash your cat up.
I mean, he hates it at first, but then I thought he sort of enjoyed it. Like, he's, like, sunbathing outside. I'm just sitting outside with my leash and my cat.
Didn't your doctor tell you don't take your cat outside?
Yeah, but
like,
don't
that's how you ended up in this position in the first place.
Don't, like, leave him to go outside.
Hold on a second. Ian, are you doing the same thing? Are you taking your cat on a walk on your lead?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes we take the cat out for a walk on the lead.
That's amazing.
And we've got two cats, right? And we've got one's called Simba, so the other one's called Nala.
Aww.
And Simba always wants to get outside the house. So it's like a permanent thing. If he ever got outside, you know, the sort of street cats would, like, tear him apart. So, but he's desperate to get out. So we've got a dog. He watches the dog go outside for a walk. So we take the dog out. Or we take the cat Simba out on the walk.
Cat's Ian, watching the dog go out. She's like, I want some of that action. Ian's like, all right, I'm on, mate.
Is it easy? Like, does it hate it at first, the cat, on a lead? Or does it get used to it?
It depends on his mood. Sometimes he's quite keen. Other times he'll just sit down like a lump and like sulk because the dog's allowed out. Without the lead sometimes.
This is amazing.
Love it. Oh, I'm not alone, Chris. I told you.
There we go. I've got to come over to your house and get 100. I get 100 points or something.
You get loads of points
for
that.
Loads of points for that. And what, your cat Simba and who?
That's it, the fun girl, Nala.
Oh, hello, Nala, you're named after a cat.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Niall Horan, and you're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Stars live.
Hold on, Nala, could you say yeah again? Because you sounded like a cat then.
That's mean.
She went.
No.
Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
It's like a typhoon. It's Haroon. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's going on, man? You ready to win the cash?
On the school run. I'm not confident, but the girls have been asking me to phone every day for the last 3 years, and finally we got through.
Ah, you got through. And he's on the school run. There we go. How many girls you got in there?
Two girls in the car.
Look at that. You like Rossi and I. Yeah, Rossi and I, two girls.
We're off the Safa community.
Oh, great school there, little Safa. How old are they?
12 and 8.
Oh, we're so close. I've got a 12 and a 9-year-old. That they're getting old, aren't they? Doesn't it scare you a little bit, Dad?
The time has whizzed by. Especially since we've been here in Dubai.
Yeah, what are you going to do when, like, you know, boys enter the picture, Dad? Like, because I'm having those thoughts. I know I'm a little bit early on it, but I'm having those thoughts already.
The boy's 2-year-old, so he's still got a bit of time.
Yeah. No. Like for your girls, I'm like your 12-year-old.
We got time for that still. We got time for that.
Mate, I know.
You think that,
but I'm telling you, like in a couple of years, they're going to be like, Dad, can I go to the mall just to hang out with my friends?
Yeah.
And it's going to be all boys there. You know that, Dad. This is what's happening.
You can have their Apple phones with their trackers and all sorts of stuff. I'll keep an eye on them.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to send my girls out with them. I'm going to go, you can go, but you have to be live on social media the entire time so I can just watch everything.
Yeah.
I want a shout out from Pretty. They think Pretty's the coolest out of you three guys. They want a shout out from Pretty.
Oh, what are their names?
Zaina and Zara,
love you. Thank you so much.
Hold on a second. My daughter's named Zara as well. We're living the same life, Haroon.
Oh, wow.
Are they there?
They're both here, yeah.
Yeah, let them talk to Pretty. Yeah. Let them say hello.
Hi.
Hi, cuties. How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, you're doing okay? First week of school went okay?
Yeah.
Are you giving Dad some trouble? Are you guys good girls?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. I like that. Well, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Hopefully, Dad is going to win 10,000 dirhams cash right now, okay?
Okay.
Let's go, guys.
How big is your car? It sounds like they're like in another car. Have you got a big SUV?
It's a big SUV, yeah. She has to like lean forward from the back.
Oh, they're so cute.
All right, well, let's go. School run's happening. Work run is happening. Let's go. 10,000 dirhams on the line. If you don't know the answer, pass it. We have enough time. We'll come back to it. It's all courtesy of Rack Bank doing this right now. You ready to go, Haroon?
Let's go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What female rapper has a baby named Culture? Which sport uses the terms fault, double fault, and ace?
Tennis.
True or false, Victoria Beckham has 4 children?
False. True.
Finish the Transformers' name, Optimus?
Prime.
What DJ produced the song Heartbreak Anthem alongside Galantis and Little Mix? What is the capital of Azerbaijan?
We just worked there on a project. It's gone out of my head. Pass.
What boy band was Zayn Malik once in?
One Direction.
Finish the band's name. Years and?
Pass.
Who is older, Brad Pitt or Leonardo DiCaprio?
Brad Pitt.
In terms of music, what does EDM stand for?
Pass.
What female rapper has a baby named Culture?
Pass.
Female rapper. Just name me one female rapper.
Oh, it's gone out of my head. Baku is the capital.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Baku, he said, is the
Baku.
Capital.
I'll give you Baku. We'll come back to number 6 then. What is the capital of Azerbaijan? It's Baku, which gives you 600 dirhams, Dad.
Yay!
That's not bad. Yay! I was expecting 100, so that's why it's more than I thought I'd get.
There you go. Cardi B is the female rapper named, got a baby called Culture. David Guetta has the song alongside Galantis and Little Mix. Years and Years is the name of the band. That would have got you more of the cash right there.
And EDM stands for Electronic Dance Music.
There you go. But well done, Dad. Thanks for having us on, and God bless the kids, all right?
Cheers, guys. Have a good day. All the best.
I was telling my daughters about a prank phone call that I'm going to do with Olivia Rodrigo. Kiki replies to me, don't like Olivia Rodrigo.
What happened? I thought she did.
I remember seeing a video of her singing Good For You in the car.
Yeah, what happened? I don't know.
Kids change.
Ed Sheeran to my kids is musty.
What's that mean?
Not good.
Musty.
I said, oh, I love this.
He does look like he needs a wash.
Well, you know, that song that we just played, Bad Habits.
Yeah.
When I said, oh, I love this song, they said to me, oh, this Ed Sheeran's musty.
Oh, no.
And I went, what do you mean musty? What's wrong with Ed Sheeran? Oh, he's not cool. I'm like, Ed Sheeran's the coolest.
Yeah.
They don't know what cool is.
The coolest
girl. You've reached that age.
I've reached the age.
We're like, we used to argue with our parents about who was cool and who wasn't.
Yeah.
You have reached that age.
Ed Sheeran's cool. Come on.
He is, but he's cool to us. But you know who is always cool?
Who?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, no, not according to Kiki.
She's not cool. That's true.
All right. What we're going to do right now is a bit of a prank phone call. All right. What's the name of this? What do we name these again?
Name game.
The name game. So basically what you're giving me, guys, you've given me all the song titles from Olivia Rodrigo. Now, we know Olivia Rodrigo, one of the biggest artists in the world. You know, this song right here. Remember this?
Huge.
Driver's License. This huge hit now. Good For You. Good song, huh?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do right now, you guys have just given me this sheet of paper, and it's got all of Olivia Rodrigo's song titles on there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read you some of the song titles she's got. Driver's License, we just heard, Good For You. She's got Deja Vu.
Yeah.
She's got a song called Jealousy, a song called Favorite Crime, another song called Hope You're Okay, Brutal, Traitor.
What did you just say?
Traitor? Sounds like some type of dinosaur. The Traitor Dinosaur.
There's nothing wrong with the way that I just said traitor. How do you guys say that word?
Traitor.
I want to get my pronunciation right. There's kids listening. I want to teach them. Traitor. Driver's License, one step forward, three steps back. I'm going to make... Now, what I have to do here in this prank...
Calm.
Get in the zone.
Okay, breathe,
Chris. Yeah, breathe.
We're going to call a random number here. I think we're calling a gym.
Yeah, you're calling.
And I'm going to try to get all of the song titles in a normal conversation.
Cool.
So I'm going to have a normal conversation with the person, and I have to try to get all of Olivia Rodrigo's song titles in the conversation. Can it be done?
Good luck. Here we go.
The name game here on the Chris Fade Show.
Go.
Good morning, 21st Fitness. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
You couldn't sound any happier.
No, I'm happy, dear.
No. You sound.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad. Good for you that you're happy. I like that.
Yeah.
Listen, I've just lost my driver's license, and you are around the area, and I'm looking at joining a gym. You see.
Okay.
I'm looking to, you know, maybe take one step forward, three steps back. That's what happens whenever I join a gym. I seem to do well, then I don't. And I feel like I'm being a traitor for my other gym, but I want to come and maybe join you guys.
Come, dear. Most will come for you. What's your name, dear?
Chris.
Chris?
Yeah.
Nice to hear your voice, Chris. Chris, could you give me your number, please?
I'll give you my number in a second. I just want to know, I don't want it to be a brutal workout. I'm looking for something that's going to be fun when I train, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're okay with that.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Last... Could you give me your first thing, your number, please?
Yeah, zero. You're just trying to get my number so quickly. Okay, my wife will be jealousy.
Nah, it's all right. 05.
So it's 2.
05.
4. 6, 2.
Can you Yeah, you're a new client.
I am new. Yeah, I'm going to be a new client for you guys. Yeah,
like,
I haven't been
like
there.
You didn't try it here, yeah?
I've never been. One of my, call it a favorite crime, is I go to different gyms, but I really want to be there with you.
Uh-huh, good. Come dear, and we will speak together.
All right, thank you so much.
Come here, over.
Thank you.
And you have a free access one-time trial.
Oh,
come, and we will speak here.
You're a great service. I couldn't be any happier. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye, dear. Bye-bye.
Yes! Nice work!
I got it! I did like 14 song titles
so
there.
Good.
Celebrity news. Now. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got, Pretty?
So, TikTok star Bryce Hall will not end up in any serious trouble for getting into a fight in public.
Mm-hmm.
The LA City Attorney's Office says the TikTok star was investigated for felony battery following a scuffle last October. Here's what happened. He was inside of a restaurant. He was vaping. An employee went up to him and said, please no vaping inside.
I hate the vape.
He decided to blow the smoke into the employee's face.
Are you serious?
What an idiot.
They got into a fight. No serious injuries. The employee had a bruised wrist out of it. Apparently, Bryce will be brought in for a city attorney hearing, which is basically just like a scolding from the authorities, telling him, you did very wrong, and here's how to avoid the situation
the
future.
Bryce Hall is like huge on TikTok. He's like a teen heartthrob as well. Like, yeah. The girl's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And he's got like this, he's got this attitude about him.
Yeah.
So you could imagine him being in a restaurant, and the waiter just doing what he has to do. He's like, yo, can you not vape in here? And blows it in his face.
Yeah, like that's arrogance. That is arrogance.
What did you want to say, Nala?
He has like this whole thing called party animal. So you can imagine. Like,
well, what's party animal?
So it's basically his line. He has another YouTube thing that's called Just Party Animal. So you can imagine how.
It's just about him being like a party animal.
Yeah, basically.
Cool dude.
Yeah.
Cool man.
Frat boy.
Let's talk about Camila Cabello. She says lockdown helped her turn her mental health around. In an interview with Page Six, she said that after 9 years of nonstop work, she was left feeling burnt out and broken. But then she said, I needed to give myself permission to ask for help. Because I needed help. I needed therapy. She said she struggled with anxiety for most of her teenage years and into her adult life. And this actually helped her be a better person.
Yeah, don't ever be afraid, and don't ever feel like you're wrong if you need to seek help. I tell you, it makes you feel so good just talking to someone sometimes. Someone that's not within your family or within your crew. Someone that you know you can tell everything to and they're not going to go tell someone else.
Yeah, for sure. If you're looking for someone to talk to, there is a number available in the country. It is 800-HOPE.
800-HOPE. No matter what your age is, if you're feeling stressed on the way to school right now, you feel anxious, or you're dealing with things at work or in a relationship, don't be afraid. There's always someone you can ask and help. Help, honestly. Finally, Pretty Malik.
There's controversy on TikTok right now. There's a TikTok user by the name of Abby Herbert. She has 9.5 million followers, okay?
Mm.
So she is taller than her husband.
Mm.
And she put up a video and is like, you know, where are all my women and strong men who are okay to be in a relationship like this? And then she did a photo montage of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. Apparently, Sophie Turner is taller than Joe Jonas, just slightly, by like an inch or so.
Well, is this a thing, though? Is this like a... What's wrong with the woman being taller
There's
in a relationship?
There's nothing wrong with it, but here's what happened. On the comments, like, everyone's tagging Joe Jonas for him to see it so he can be like, hey, good job, Abby.
Yeah.
Except Joe Jonas replied and said, why am I getting tagged in this? This is fake news. But if you look at all the photos, she's definitely taller. And I looked up their heights. She's 1.75, he's 1.7. Like, there is a difference.
Oh, really?
But he's not admitting to it. Is this a thing? Like, I don't know.
Is it a thing? Do guys, like...
Can you not be with a girl who's taller? Maybe he doesn't want to admit it.
You could. It just depends on how you are as a person. Like,
does it matter?
If you're a shorter guy, it might be harder, like, to find someone that's shorter than you.
But
you know?
Yeah, like...
Okay, let me throw it out.
Okay.
Are you in a relationship where your man is shorter than you? 0487155444. Or if you're the guy and you're shorter than your partner,
call us.
I'd like to hear from you. Is it? I don't think it's a weird thing. It's just
like you would be okay
height.
With it.
I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, you'd be fine with it.
You know... Be cool.
Yeah, I've never had that problem personally.
Okay, Rossi, yes, we know you're
tall. I mean, you're
tall.
There was one time when I was on holiday. She was 2.5
she
meters.
She was playing for the Ugandan national basketball team, you see, and she was 7 foot.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
048715544. Phones are already ringing here. Let me take some of your calls next. Are you in a relationship with a person being taller than you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. All right, Karen. You are,
hey, Chris.
How are you? Thanks for hanging out with us. You, your husband is shorter than you.
That's right.
How
and it doesn't bother us at all.
Oh, that's great. How like what's the height difference?
I'm like 1.78, so I'm really tall, and he's I think about 1.65.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. So you're actually are you a tall person? Are you?
I am a tall person. Yes.
And did you ever think when you were like, were you always looking for a guy that was bigger than you or like you wanted someone taller than you or that never crossed your mind?
You know what, Chris? I got married very late in my life. I was looking for any good man that was left.
I just want a good man.
I don't care, tall, short, or whatever.
That's great. And is he, are you, like, do you think he's ever insecure about it?
No, Chris, never. And even on our wedding, I offered to wear flat shoes. So yeah. That's just for him, but it never bothers him at all.
That's
no.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, it shouldn't bother
of course
anyone.
It shouldn't. Yeah,
but,
that's true.
But it's just one of those things, I think. I think it may
stigma.
Make some men insecure. There must be some men
there
out there.
There are definitely some men who do not want to marry a woman that's taller than them.
I
guarantee that.
That
in their head, they're like, oh, no, I must.
There's no way, yeah.
I must be taller. Karen, God bless you guys. Thanks for listening as well.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Kelly, your husband's shorter as well?
Yes, he is.
There, by a lot?
Almost 10 centimeters.
Yeah, that's okay. A couple of inches there. And again, any insecurities or anything like that? You've discussed it?
No, not at all.
Not at
Doesn't
all.
Bother him.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's...
He has some things that I can't say on the radio.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
What did she say? I didn't even hear that.
This is not... We'll talk about it later.
She said there's some things on the radio that she doesn't want to talk about.
No, there's some things that she can't talk about.
Okay. Muhammad, how are you?
I am very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, mate. You're shorter than your wife.
I am, yes. I am but shorter by 2.5 inches, 2.5 inches.
Okay.
There we go. And I mean, at all, do you feel insecure about it? Like, did you ever feel insecure about it?
No, I don't. Initially, when I met her the first time, I saw her at a wedding and she was wearing about heels, about 3 inches heels.
Wow.
So I did feel insecure then because I was like, bro, she is way too tall. So, yeah, I felt insecure then, but then I found ways of how to go about it. They've got insoles, which are like 2.5 feet long, bigger. So I was like, you know, I might wear that. But then eventually, I mean, I think it just settled down and we were like fine with it. I was fine with it as well. But yeah, she's tall. She's really tall.
So, yeah, I was going to say, is she tall or are you like below average on height?
So I'm 1.72.
Nah, you're 1.72 is average. It's like just a little bit shorter than I am.
Yeah, but she basically is shorter than you.
She's what, sorry?
Sorry, she's 1.76, 1.77, 1.76,
okay.
Which is actually quite tall for a girl.
Yeah, that's about 5'10", nearly 6 foot. Mm. Interesting, man.
So does she wear heels now?
No, but yeah, recently she did start wearing heels.
And how did that make you feel?
Nah, I'm fine with it now. I think I've gotten
over
it. That was the initial phase where, you know, I was like, I'm too short. But then eventually, once we started talking and hanging out, I think it all changed.
Yeah,
it got better.
And at the end of the day, it's just nothing should stop anyone being together. You know what I mean? Be it looks, be it anything like that.
But it's just like this. It's always been this societal thing, right?
Yeah,
like the girl needs to be shorter and the guy needs to be taller.
Like, I don't know, 1935.
Like, where did it even start? I don't even know.
Probably in England.
What do you mean? What are you blaming me for? Would you not like to be with a taller man, or would you be able to be with a man who's shorter than you? No problem.
Yeah, I don't think I'd have an issue with it.
Some women like, I want a big guy so I can feel a little teddy bear in his arms.
But the thing,
like, I hear that all the time.
The thing with me though is I'm a short girl, so it's very rare for me to come across a man who is shorter than me.
Yeah,
because I'm very short.
Yeah.
What were you going to laugh
Why
at?
Why are you
what?
Laughing?
Ruff, you've got a squirm. You got a little laugh on your face. What did you want to
what?
Say?
I haven't.
Go,
you do. What did
he
you?
Definitely wants to say something
How
offensive.
Is that? What have I said there that is funny? I don't understand.
What? He wants to say something offensive.
No, I don't.
You sure?
I don't want to say
Say it. Say something offensive. Offend people.
No.
It's good for the ratings.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
Oh, yeah. My dream is to be a game show host one day. You know, host my own TV show. Well, ladies and gentlemen, come on down. We do it right now on the show. Welcome to the game show within the show. I'm your host, Chris Fade. Let's welcome our contestants. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Preeti Malik, and I really like pizza.
There we go. Contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala. I also like pizza and pasta and all foods.
Just come up with some more original stuff there, contestant number two. Contestant number three.
Hi, I'm Ross. I'm single and available.
That's a lie.
Liar, I'm single.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, guys. Today's show is all about books. You all like to read?
Yes.
There we go. We're going to be playing some audiobooks read by some famous people.
Cool.
You have to try to identify which famous people are reading these audiobooks.
Easy.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Audiobook number one is The Great Gatsby.
I never saw this great uncle, but I'm supposed to look like him, with special reference to the rather hard-boiled painting that hangs in Father's office. I graduated from New Haven in 1915, just a quarter of a century after my father, and a little later I participated in that delayed Teutonic migration known as the Great War.
Name the celebrity reading The Great Gatsby. Give you 1 minute here, 30 seconds to write it all down.
I don't know if it's right or not.
What?
Oh, it's hard.
I wrote Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire.
I wrote Jake Gyllenhaal.
Andrew Garfield.
And no. You all went with a Spider-Man character.
Yeah.
But there was only one Spider-Man character that we'll accept, and that's Jake Gyllenhaal. Nala's on 1 point there. Woo! My points guy there, Eddie, taking it all
well
down. Thank
done,
you.
Nala. Thanks.
Audio book number two. The book that we're going to is The Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf. Name the celebrity reading it.
Had there been an axe handy or a poker, any weapon that would have gashed a hole in his father's breast and killed him, there and then,
Jeez.
James would have seized it. Such were the extremes of emotion that Mr. Ramsay excited
Stop
in his
looking.
Children's breasts by his mere presence. Standing, as now, lean as a knife.
Time
okay,
is
all right.
Up.
This is very intense, guys. Nicole Kidman.
You've all got a point. Congratulations. That is 2 points for Nala, one for you, Pretty, one for you, Big Rossi. Audiobook number three. The book that we're reading is Matilda by Roald Dahl. Oh, I like Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl. Dahl. It's not Indian dish, Chris. It's
Matilda's brother Michael was a perfectly normal boy. But the sister, as I said, was something to make your eyes...
Well, she's already written the answer down.
By the age of 1.5, her speech was perfect, and she knew as many words as most grown-ups. The parents, instead of applauding her...
That is all you'll get for book number three.
He spoke through all that!
No, he did not. You have 5 seconds, four,
three, two...
And time is up. Answer, please, Pretty Malik.
Emma Blunt.
Yes. Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt, yeah.
Kate Winslet.
Rossi got it right. Puts Rossi and Nala on an equal score of two. Pretty in last at one. Audiobook number four. Can you guess the celebrity? The book that we're going for right now is The Dutch House. Oh, I like to make a Dutch house.
Stop it.
By Anne Petschitz.
I had spent the last 2 hours assisting in a right lower lobectomy. And he admired the deftness of my knots.
Stop looking.
We were sitting in a tiny room with a set of bunk beds and a desk. A place.
Time is up. We'll keep the one.
Tom Hanks.
What's the score, Eddie?
Good job.
It's three. Eddie, my scoring guy over there.
Nala 3, Pretty 2, Rossi 3.
Correct. Ooh. Audiobook number 5, our second last of the list. Tonight's show is sponsored by Fade Fit. Grab your snacks now. Reese. Can't do that one now because I just gave the name out.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Although it was 4 hours away. She could hear her aunt's sniff of disapproval.
It was Reese with the spoon. Which means this is our last one. And its points value is 723,226.
Wow.
So if you get this one right, you get 722,726 points, amazing, which will make you the overall winner.
Mm.
Good luck to all.
It's exciting.
Audiobook number 6. It's The Order of Time by Carlo Rovelli.
Nothing happens. I'm thinking about nothing. I listen to the passing of time. This is time, familiar and intimate. We are taken by it. The rush of seconds, hours, years that hurls us towards life, then drags us towards nothingness.
Oh. I'm stuck between two people, but I'm just going to go with my gut.
What do you mean?
Like, I think it's one. You just gave him the answer. I just saw you.
You guys, stop cheating!
I just saw you give him the answer in front of my face.
Can I say who we think it is?
No, you.
Go. Who do you think it is? Just say, because I don't think he even got it.
I tell you the two names.
I was trying to cheat for Big Rossi here.
No cheating.
Nothing
I tell
happens.
You the two names.
Who do you think it is?
I'm thinking about nothing.
Benedict Cumberbatch
or
Tom Hiddleston. One of the two.
Okay.
I wrote Benedict Cumberbatch, but
Rossi?
I don't know how to spell
it. I know the answer is Benedict Cumberbatch.
So I want?
Hold on. Who do you want?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
It means you're all right. It is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yay!
Which means you were already in the lead, which means Nala has won the game show within
a
game
show. Thank you.
Why do you always give Rossi the answers?
I feel sorry for him.
No, he was in the lead. Why do you feel sorry? You should feel sorry for me. I was last place.
All right. Last competition. Can you name these audiobooks? Now I'm playing five at the same time.
I spent the last two hours.
A little emotional.
Okay.
A little real. Scrolling on the gram as we all do, and I came across this post. It was from @JustMadhu. It says, everything we say at funerals should be said at birthday parties instead. We leave so much love unspoken.
That is truth upon truth upon truth.
It's so true, right?
Mm. Yeah.
It's so, so true.
The outpour. I think you only realize those things when someone is gone, but that post is so right. We should say it more often to each other.
Why do we wait to say things about people once they passed away, unfortunately?
Yeah.
Why do we do that? Why? Is it because we're too embarrassed or too shy? I put on my Twitter a couple of weeks ago, men need to show their emotions a little bit more.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with showing your emotions. Saying to your mate, I love you.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong in that.
I say to a couple of good mates of mine that I love you. Like, they'll be like, yo, man, take care. All right, man, I love you. Bye. And initially, it's sort of like awkward.
Mm.
And you think, oh, we're not supposed to say that. But it's good, because you never know. That could be the last time you see your mate.
We need to normalize it. That's definitely true.
Mm. So what I want to ask, and again, it's touchy. If you could say something to someone that has now passed, that you never got to say, what would you say to them?
Yeah.
Or if you could say something to someone that has passed, what would you want to say to them? Maybe you didn't have the opportunity to say it, and you just wish every day, I wish I had that opportunity to say it. Well, maybe you did, but you wish you could say it again right now.
Yeah, I get that.
048715544. I want to open up the phone lines right now. 048715544. Do you wish you could say something to that one person again, and what would you want to say to them? What's that one thing you'd say? Could just be a simple, I love you.
Yeah.
Because you never got to say it for one last time. 048715544.
You, Chris, would you say anything?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
To who?
I would have said it to my auntie. My auntie unfortunately took her own life about like 10 years ago.
Mm.
And I wish that you couldn't go in there and talk. I couldn't have gone and spoken to her.
Yeah.
And just been like, hey, everything's going to be fine.
Right.
Like, you know those moments?
Her. Yeah.
I get frustrated sometimes where you're like, man, I missed that.
Yeah.
Like, I missed that opportunity. I should have checked in more.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't check in.
Mm.
You know? So that's something that I would like to go back and say.
Yeah.
And that, hey, I love you. I never got to say goodbye.
Yeah, of course.
Not a proper goodbye. I was living here and she was in Australia.
Yeah.
And I miss her.
Mm. And you'll always think about that.
100%. Always think about it. Like, that's the thing. So whilst they're alive and whilst we're alive, I think it's so important that we say what we want to say.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, I have that regret till now with my grandmother, my mom's mom. She was in and out of the hospital.
Yep.
And Aunt used to call me every single day just to say hi.
Yep.
And at the time, I was like doing schoolwork or something, and I was I was like, Grandma, I can't talk right now. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
That later never came. She passed away the next day.
Yeah.
And all she was the sweetest thing. All she wanted to know was, am I okay? Yep. Did I eat lunch? What did I eat? And she just wanted to say, I love you.
Just basic conversation.
And
huh?
I wish I didn't brush her off. And now I miss those daily phone calls, you know?
Yeah, I know. I hear because we get so busy and we think it's all, you know, it's, oh man, it's hard. It's hard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, don't want it to be like ultra depressive here, but I just want it to be a realization for all of us.
I think it's an appreciation of the moments that you have now.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. All right, so if you could say something to someone that's now gone that you don't have the opportunity to say anymore, what would you want to say? 04-871-5544. Ashley, hey, how you doing?
Yes, hi, I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Through.
You got through. Oh my gosh. And I'm glad you got through. I'm glad you got through. You sound amazing, by the way.
It's an amazing feeling, actually. But the person I would say something to is my late husband. And, I would say, like, if I could trade places, I think he would handle way better me being away than the way I handle it. It has been some time, and I'm still thinking that it was just the last day that he passed away, so... I think I'll just say I love you and let's trade places.
Did you get to say I love you to him before he passed?
No, I didn't get to. I didn't say I love you. I didn't get to know what he was thinking. I didn't get to know anything. It was an accident. So he passed away just immediately. So I didn't get to tell him those things. And I didn't get to tell him, like, you know, our daughter would be fine. But I guess he knows.
He definitely knows, and he's probably up there, and he's looking down at you and your daughter, and he's making sure everything's cool, you know?
I guess so. But he should have traded places with me anyways. No. He's better at these things.
Don't say that.
Ashley, I can hear with the way that you're talking to me right now where there's a lot of laughter and there's joy in your voice, but I know that's not. I think that's a way that you're coping
how you cope so that you don't break down.
But it's okay to break down. I'm sure you've broken down, right? You've broken down many times.
So many times.
And that's okay. I mean, like, that's the hurt. You've got to grieve it. Like, you've got to have those breakdowns for you to be able to eventually, you'll get on. How long's it been?
It has actually been 5 years, but it feels like yesterday.
Of course.
Because when my daughter turned 2 and asked me, where's my father, that was my breaking point. Like, you know,
how do you answer that?
What to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you.
Daughter's dances and all that, so you don't know what to say.
Can I ask you, Ash, have you gone and got help? Have you gone and spoken to, like, professionals about this?
It's hard. It's hard to do that it's just hard.
Why is it hard? Why is it hard to go and talk to someone?
To show your daughter that ladies are supposed to be strong regardless of what.
Where are you from? What country are you from?
I'm South African.
Okay, South African. You guys are warriors. You guys are amazing. You're strong. I get that. But let me tell you, Ash, no matter how strong someone is, losing a husband or losing a loved one, we're all the same. We all hurt, and we need to heal. It's been 5 years since you lost your late husband. You need to still heal. You're feeling it like it was yesterday, right?
It feels like yesterday,
So I think we need to get you some help.
You know, asking for help is not a sign of weakness. It's another part of your strength. You're strong enough to admit when you need the help. And there's absolutely nothing wrong or weak in that.
I guess so.
do you want us to organize it? I'm sure there's psychologists listening to us right now who would say, you know what, Ash? Come in and have a session. Let's have a chat. Because someone like myself who went through horrible, like, sort of anxiety and depression and didn't want to talk to anyone because I thought, I'm a man. I don't do this. Once I went and spoke to someone, oh, wow, did it feel good. And it does make you feel better. There's a healing point that you will find, you know. And I think your daughter needs, I think you should do it for your daughter if anyone else. Yeah. Don't do it for yourself then. Do it for your daughter.
I guess when I'm ready.
All right. I can't force it. We can't force it. But I just want to let you know. Firstly, thank you for sharing that story on the show. Bless you. And I want you to have a real good think about it. And if you ever, ever, just for that split moment, go, you know what, I'd love to go talk to someone, you give us a call and we will find someone that will look after you for some sessions, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. God bless you.
Bye, Jake.
Love you. Oh, wow. 100%. Mesa, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So who do you wish that you got to see right now, and what would you say?
My mother. Mm. She passed away while you were not on your term, and I never had the chance to tell her that I love her, that I forgive her, and actually ask for her forgiveness. And, it's quite, I've been dealing with a lot of emotional, guilt and shame because we were in bad terms and the ego got to me. So I didn't want to apologize. And unfortunately, she passed away in Lebanon while I was in Dubai. I didn't get to see her. I always thought that I will have time.
Yeah.
And that time never came. And I had a lot of regret, a lot of shame and guilt. And it took me years to, I can't say I'm fully recovered, but I'm a lot better than before because it was not expected. She was young, but it just happened.
Just happened. You know, not that it makes you feel any better, but this happens so often. I have a few friends that are in the exact same situation as you were, you know, and you don't know. We don't know. But one of the things that I think, and I'm so grateful that you're doing, Mesa, is you've got on our show and you're telling someone about this because this will definitely resonate with someone right now who is feuding with their parents or with a loved one.
Yep.
Because you just don't know, right? You never know when that time may happen, Mesa, right?
And thank you for also sharing your personal story about your aunt, because it's taking her own life also, it's something takes a lot of courage for people to share.
Yeah.
Especially that this is the month of suicide prevention month. So also thank you. It takes a lot of courage to share your own story because that encourages others to share their own stories.
Thank you, Mesa. Thank you. Yeah, and God bless. God bless you. Stay strong. I think it's important that we all just keep sharing our messages. The more you share with people, the more it becomes
normal.
Normal. Yeah. And the stigma of not being able to show your emotion,
exactly,
you lose.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong in sharing these stories. And as you said, Chris, someone listening right now, this will spark something in them. And if you've been holding that regret in your life or you've been holding that in your chest, you haven't said anything, say it.
Because you really
just don't know.
We're totally out of time, but Luelle's been waiting for a while, and I just want to take the call real quick.
Yep.
Luelle, hi.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for waiting. I know you've been on hold. So did you lose your father?
Yeah, I lost my father 2 years ago, actually, of cancer here in Dubai, and it was his birthday yesterday.
My man.
And we were trying to celebrate it, but can I rather say things for my mom, because yesterday when I saw her, she struggled for too long for that. But and when we were trying to celebrate the birthday of my dad, I was thinking it was like a bit foolish why we tried to celebrate, but rather it's an opportunity for us to be all together. But unfortunately yesterday we didn't have time because I have a cough, so I want to isolate myself. I just try to get the food that they prepared and bring it at home.
What happened, man? You got a case and you had to isolate because there was a case?
No, I don't have a case. But, you know, we're trying. My mom is also.
You had a cough.
Oh, you had a cough. You didn't want to go near mama. And it was so hard. You're trying to celebrate your father's birthday and you wanted to celebrate his life. But because of COVID, I understand. It's not easy, man. It's been 2 years, and I know you miss your dad. What would you want to say to dad right now? Let's get it out. Get it out of your chest right now. What would you want to say to your dad, Luelle?
Yeah. Papa, I am strong, bigger than you thought, because I'm half the man you are.
My man.
I love you,
Papa. Oh, my man. Mum, man, Luol, God bless you. You are a strong man, and you're there to look after your mama as well, and she's super proud of you, and your dad would be even more proud of you, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
God bless you. Virgin Radio 104.4, that's it. Monday morning for us here on the Chris Fade Show. Don't go anywhere, because Sheena's up next. 104 minutes of commercial-free music. Thanks for hanging out with us. An emotional show this morning. Yeah, we learned a lot. If you've got someone in your life that you haven't spoken to in a while, go speak to them.
Yep.
Don't regret not being able to speak to them because things happen, like they unfortunately pass away.
Mm-hmm.
Heard a few calls this morning that you had you tearing up even, pretty.
Yeah, absolutely. Just makes you have a different perspective on life and the relationships that you hold close to you in your life.
Yeah, agreed. Totally agree on that. Catch you tomorrow. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.